This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation, as I'm fond of saying. And boy, do we have a lot to dive into, don't we always, right? Because so many of you participate now, especially through email, when it comes to our Nail the Score segment. It's the little bit of levity that we throw at you in the middle of this transition. I will tell you, because I was asked a lot of questions about what was going to happen between Minnesota and the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys did not play all that well, but they beat the Minnesota Vikings 17-15. Somebody I guarantee who wasn't probably watching it, or if he was forced to do it, would be Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. You were not watching this game, were you?
I was not. You caught me.
But you've been watching the game that's happening in Washington, D.C., and in New York, Fifth Avenue specifically. I guess there is a Secretary of Defense that's been chosen, am I right?
Exactly, and what a game it has been. Tonight we had early inklings that it was going to be John Mattis. That was reported by the Washington Post, saying that Trump had chosen the general to serve as Secretary of Defense. That was initially denied by the campaign team, but then tonight during a thank you rally in Cincinnati, Trump came out and said, don't let this leave the room because we're not announcing it officially until Monday. But that Mattis was going to be the choice. So I'm pretty sure Trump realized that there were enough reporters in the room that the news would leave from there much sooner than Monday. But either way, he let people know that Mad Dog Mattis, as Trump referred to him as, is going to be the next Secretary of Defense.
So what do we know about Mattis?
Mattis is pretty interesting. He is somebody who has served for quite some time, starting as a one-star general during Afghanistan, ultimately rising up to the commander of CENTCOM, Central Command, during 2010-2013. That was a period towards the end of the drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan, a position that was previously filled by General Petraeus. And, of course, like many of Trump's nominees, this is a person who comes to that position with a certain level of controversy. On one hand, there is federal law that says that a former general cannot fulfill the duty of Secretary of Defense until 7 years after retirement, so you will have to have a special congressional waiver. And this is also an individual who has previously come out and said that it is, and I'm quoting here, fun to shoot people who, smack women around, referring to, Islamist fighters who have had a less than high regard for women. So both of those are two aspects of the controversy that are going to be, dogging this individual. But either way, it looks like this is going to be the person who is probably going to receive the congressional waiver to move forward and then receive, Senate confirmation to fulfill the top post at the Pentagon.
Yeah, another thing about Mad Dog, if I'm right about this, is he's opposed to women in combat. Am I correct, Justin?
I don't have that immediately available, but that sounds like that would be in line, which is particularly interesting because today both the Pentagon as well as the president have come forward and said that they approve of women, being subjected to the selective service or the draft, rather. And, when it was down to that sort of battle between should women serve in the front lines, should they serve in combat positions. If I recall from my time at the Pentagon, Mattis was one of the people who came out against that.
Yeah, absolutely, he did, but he gets trumped by Trump, let's just put it that way. How about this whole carrier deal? There was a little more explanation on that, and then Trump saying, the president-elect, the companies are not going to leave the United States without consequences. So he threatens companies across the United States.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty interesting. So he went to Carrier's, you know, factory today in Indiana and said essentially that they are going to be punished if they move jobs out of the U.S., not just them, but, you know, industries as a whole, which has really raised some eyebrows considering, you know, on one hand, Carrier is still removing about, you know, I believe 1,400 jobs from the U.S. Trump can probably claim about 1,000 or so. And also, this kind of gives a blueprint for a lot of companies in the future for how to deal with the executive branch, the sort of idea that you can, you know, sort of make concessions and then receive about, you know, in this situation, $7 million in, you know, tax breaks within the state in order to keep those jobs there. Whether or not that's sustainable, that's going to be a big issue moving forward. You know, the safe money is that this is not going to be a sustainable form of federal policy moving forward, something that Trump may be able to win on sort of a short-term basis. But as the White House pointed out yesterday, he would have to do this about 804 times in order to actually, you know, increase jobs or make this be a sort of a viable policy. But either way, his campaign and him are taking this as a win. They're saying that this is a pretty clear-cut example, even though the you know, facts are a little bit shaky when it comes forward on this. But regardless, they are you know, treating this as kind of a victory lap that we saw today in Indiana.
Yeah, and the final thing, Chris Christie, who we figured maybe the bridge buried Christie, apparently wants to be the RNC chairman. Think that's a possibility?
I do. Christie was pretty recently the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, and when he was there, he was actually a very good fundraiser. He was somebody who was able to bring in a lot of money, was able to, and I don't mean this derogatorily, but was able to throw his weight around, if you will, and
yeah,
was, you know, able to be pretty powerful in that position. You know, when he was doing that, that was during the era of Bridgegate when that really broke. And that didn't really affect his fundraising expertise. He was still able to, you know, sort of move forward with that. He's obviously in a much more vulnerable position today. But either way you look at it, if you, you know, look at Christie, Wall Street is in his backyard. He is somebody who has a lot of access to Wall Street, somebody who can really tap into big money donors. So I think it would be probably not surprising to see Chris Christie named in that position.
Yeah, so that might be what happens. It's pretty interesting to see how this all unfolds. Justin Duckham, have a fabulous weekend. Thanks, as always, for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. Hey, one of the things that's pretty interesting as we say goodbye to one administration and hello to another one, I happen to catch this today because, you know, what happens is the president has a handful of pardons and he can exonerate certain people. And the sons of Ethel Rosenberg are, you know, pled with Obama to exonerate their mother, apparently. Think of Ethel Rosenberg. The sons returned to the White House Thursday, more than 50 years after pleading unsuccessfully to spare her life. And this is a last-ditch effort to Obama, to pitch him, they did, to exonerate her. Because they say there is new evidence. What is that new evidence after all these years? I'm going to tell you. Coming up on ATN.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If
you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
On the edge of your seat, right, about this Ethel Rosenberg stuff. Once again, welcome back to America Tonight. So here's the skinny on convicted spy Ethel Rosenberg. She was executed in 1953 along with her husband Julius after being convicted of conspiring to pass secrets about the atomic bomb to the Soviets, but court records made public last year through a judge's order showed some doubt on the narrative of this Cold War espionage case that captivated, of course, the country and the world. So Robert Merpole said, "This is our mother we're talking about." And he said, "Since we can't bring her back to life, there could be nothing more satisfying just than to have the government acknowledge this should not have happened. This was flat out wrong." And he was serious about that, boy. So the new documents show that Ethel's brother, whose testimony was pretty damning during the trial against her and her husband, helped secure the conviction. He had never implicated his sister in any other appearance before a grand jury. And then offered the grand jury no evidence of the sister's direct involvement and never discussed it with his sister. So as young boys, the two sons visited the White House in 1953 to try to get President Eisenhower to prevent the executions. Then half a century later, here they are again. Boom. Outside the White House, have a letter to the president. They, of course, were turned away by the Secret Service, and they say, oh, well, we tried. So pretty much that request, that's fallen on deaf ears. And they're saying they're not looking, by the way, for a presidential pardon. They're saying that would suggest their mother was guilty. They want a public exoneration, kind of like what happened in 77 by then Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis on behalf of the Sacco and Vincenni Italian immigrants, remember them, who were convicted in 1920 of murder. The proclamation said any stigma and disgrace should be forever removed from their names. I mean, who knows? Maybe something does happen with it, but it doesn't have the feel. If you're dropping off a letter, yeah, thank you, bye-bye. I don't see much happening with that. Good for them for fighting it and not believing what evidence was there, or lack of evidence, or he said, they said, whatever. But I don't see that. I don't see that as something that we're going to be talking about in the future. I'd be very surprised. Let's put it that way. Very, very surprised if that was the case. All right. In the meantime, zigging and zagging back to the transition team and what's going to go on there. Honestly, the most interesting thing is while Trump is on Twitter and he's slamming the media and Republicans and the thank you tour that Hillary Clinton is now on in Ohio and some other places, while all that's happening and the Republicans are working behind the scenes to help insurers on the Obamacare repeal that they want to be able to kick off, while all of that's going on, and there are many, many other things related to business and politics that are part of the equation, something really interesting happened during the day between the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign. It was a rip fest. If they had put this on Facebook Live, they would have broken Facebook. There would have been millions of people that would have showed up to listen to what was being said in the snipe fest between Kellyanne Conway and the Obama acolytes, or not Obama, really, the Clinton acolytes. And it was just kind of crazy what happened. I mean, just a Harvard University political panel. That's what happened this week. When former Hillary Clinton staffer Jen Palmieri called to, this is what happened. They're on a stage. They're on a panel. Picture this, right? Now, picture this is on Facebook Live. And like I said, it gets around and everybody is on this. But what happened was, this was Thursday. There was a two-day conference. So Jen Palmieri called Donald Trump's campaign a vehicle for white supremacists. And the whole idea, though, was that what they wanted to have on this panel was they wanted to have campaign managers and senior staffers from six campaigns come together to discuss what happens behind the scenes, but it evolved into a slugfest of words between the two campaigns. And Palmieri said, look, I would rather lose than win the way you guys did. And she, so you know, was the communications director for Hillary for America, and that's what she said. And Kellyanne Conway said, how exactly did we win, Jen? How exactly? I have a smile on my face at all times. And she said, Palmieri said, white supremacists and white nationalists, this is what this became. And Conway said, are you going to look me in the face and say, I ran a campaign that was a platform for white supremacists? And Palmieri said she was. She said, are you kidding me? And then there was this Trump's deputy campaign manager. He yells out, you guys are punching down. This is unbelievable. Then you had the Clinton spokesperson. If this had been mud wrestling, oh, it would have been must-see TV. The Clinton spokesperson, Karen Finney, agreed. She said part of what Donald Trump did in his campaign was to mainstream the alt-right. Then Conway said, you guys are bitter. We're being gracious. You are bitter. She even slammed the Clinton campaign chief strategist, Joel Benenson, who also slammed the alt-right for their racism. And she said, you know, you're not being rice. You're not being nice. And throw the rice. Hashtag, he's your president. How about that? Conway said. Then she said, we won. We won. An audience member said, that was at this panel, thinking, oh, this is going to be fascinating to see this panel, said it was like a food fight. It was just like a food fight. And it's lucky it didn't break out into fisticuffs. It really is. It's lucky that that didn't happen. So, c'est la vie. I mean, Kellyanne Conway does have a point. You come off as bitter. You know, my father used to say that if you think you're getting screwed and you've already lost, you move on. You hold your head up and you move on. You do not come back at it because it looks like sour grapes and you look bitter. And that's what happens. Because once that gauntlet got thrown down, that's what it turned into. It turned into that. It's over with. It's done. I mean, this is it. And it's about a new presidency. That's, you know, accept the results. That's how it is. So this shouting match between the Clinton and Trump aides is again, titillating, ridiculous, and doesn't matter, but it just goes to show you. These wounds are not healing anytime soon. They're just not healing. It's not working. On that note, as we move from the food fight of words, when we come back here on America Tonight, and we have some great things coming up too, by the way. In our next hour, if you stick around, we have our cheap movie reviews. That's when you put your feet up and say, oh, do I want to see this? I'll tell you the thing to mark down right now. I'm going to beat all of that to the punch. If you're a fan of Homeland and you want to watch a good series, I'm saying you like espionage of the fake variety, and terrorism, meaning how are we thwarting terrorism and CIA behind the scenes. It is the best. Homeland, must see. And if you don't get it, if you don't get Showtime, which I believe is what it's on, then you just wait for the season to be done and watch it, and you can watch all the seasons. And that comes out January 15th, I want to say. So I'd get in line for that. I'd wait around for that. My choice of all the movies that we're going to talk about coming up in our next hour. What's in the headlines? We're going to rip them up next.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Two, three. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. But the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Hot. They win their 11th. They douse the Vikings in Minnesota. Minnesota should have won that game, but doesn't matter. Should have, would have, could have. They lost it by a couple of points. How about the vice president's new digs in D.C.? You know what the neighbors did to welcome him? They had gay pride flags all around the block. The people who live on the same block where the VP-elect Pence is renting a home before he moves into the mansion at the Naval Observatory displayed the LGBT pride flags all over the place, all over their homes. He is renting a house where the rainbow rocks. He's paying $6,000 a month for the rental, and I'm sure he doesn't like seeing the signs that he's seeing, but and I laugh because immediately when people found out, they were not happy. They were not happy, so they decided that they would make a statement. And in the meantime, it looks like Defense Secretary, it's the mad dog, Mattis, a retired four-star general who in the Marine Corps had almost a mythical status, probably you could say that, as an aggressive combat commander. Pretty innovative as far as strategy, speeches, writings. Really defined, as somebody told me, and I read in the USA Today, so they echoed the same thing, that he had the warrior's ethos, if you will, for the new generation of military men and women. And you could tell that Trump really liked him after they had met. He was pretty much sold on him. Because you know what? He's like sort of a modern day, he's sort of a modern day Patton. And who was legendary, of course, the World War II commander that, you know, was fierce, tough as nails, was a strategist, got things done, and he's cut from that same cloth, I suppose, is the way to say that. He would replace Ash Carter, a physicist who rose through the ranks of the Defense Department, but as Justin Duckham told us, it would require a congressional waiver because federal law requires a 7-year gap between retirement from the military and assuming the cabinet post. I bet it wouldn't be any problem to have that happen. This has happened before, and we have had a retired general, and it was George Marshall in 1950 as the head of defense. So I think this happens. It's just a matter of dotting the I's and the T's and all those things in between. So how about that? And this makes news, too, as we bounce back to sports for a second for anybody listening to us in the New England area, which I know there are lots of you listening in the New England area, especially in New Hampshire, who are big Patriot fans. I talked about the Cowboys win. Could be the Cowboys and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, except for Rob Gronkowski won't be there. Gronk has to have surgery to repair a herniated disc in his back. So that means he's not returning this season. I cannot imagine he would be there for the playoffs. That is some serious, serious injury to the back of Rob Gronkowski. So he's going to have surgery. It would just be too difficult. The timetable is floating around all over the place, and he's the secret weapon or the main weapon, whatever you want to call it, for Tom Brady. Yes, there are others, but that is a huge blow to the Patriot offense. All right, there's your quick hits as far as just in general what's buzzworthy. If we dive locally in a couple of different directions, so I'm going to go to the New York Post because usually it's grittier and the headlines are uglier. And what did we talk about? What did I mention? The tension between Clinton and the Trump campaigns really just bubbled over. And if you were to pick up the Post, that is the first story that you would see. And then there would be a story about, you're not imagining things, New York City traffic is worse than ever. Oh, I can attest to that. Even a year and a half ago when I was in New York, I thought I should just run from the airport to Midtown Manhattan from LaGuardia because I'd probably get there faster. Oh, it is. It's just terrible, the traffic. Terrible. And then this story, very sad. Ex-Jets player, who's actually pretty well-liked, was killed in a road rage attack. He was a star at USC. His name's Joe McKnight. He was gunned down in broad daylight Thursday in a road rage deal in New Orleans. And, boy, Nola, my friends, my pals in New Orleans, this is sad. Apparently what happened is moments, he said, I told you don't F with me. And this 54-year-old Ronald Gasser then pumped bullets into Joe McKnight. McKnight had been arguing with him at an intersection in Tarrytown, which is just across the Mississippi River from New Orleans, before that shooting happened. It was broad daylight, 3 in the afternoon. Fighting about a traffic dispute. Witnesses say McKnight was just sitting in his Audi when the two started yelling at each other. Then Gasser got out of his Infiniti sedan. I mean, really? And pulled McKnight from his car, like grabbed him, pulled him. Things escalated quickly. He produced a gun and then fired the shots. I mean, just fired the shots into him, pumped the bullets into him. Wow. That is, what is going through a possessed, crazy man's mind? Why? Who cares about the traffic? Who cares about what happened to do that? So, of course, they get there and they try to do the CPR thing and nothing. And there were people that were standing around that saw this. They just, boom, they just saw. And there was a woman screaming out, hey, this could have been any one of us. That man got out and just shot him. He's dead. And witnesses at the scene even knew. They said that he was actually trying to apologize to the guy who had the gun before he was shot. And then he fired more than once. He stood over his body and told him not to, it was him, he said, not to F with him before firing again. And, of course, now they have him in custody and everything else. And, I mean, at USC, he was a superstar, absolutely. With the Jets, he played about 39 games, and he was a big kick returner. He actually led the NFL with a 31.6-yard kickoff return in 2011. Was huge. He last played in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2014 and was in the Canadian League, too. I just think it's just such a shocker, such a waste, such a tragedy, so shocking. Damian Woody said, through Twitter, damn, just reading the news about Joe McKnight, just senseless violence, man. Great teammate, great sense of humor, rest in peace. And then Cromarty, Antonio Cromarty, said, just got a message saying my former teammate McKnight was killed today. This hurts to the heart. I can't stop crying. Reggie Bush, who played under Pete Carroll during his time at USC, said, rip my brother Joe McKnight. This one hurts bad. I mean, that is just, it's just crazy. And obviously it had something to do with what was going on between the cars. He tried to apologize. Like I said, it was not McKnight who said, don't F with me. It was the other guy who pumped the bullets into him. So this was one of the stories in the Post. And this is something that they're talking about in New Orleans, too. This is on the front pages there. What's buzzworthy and tragically buzzworthy is this story. A young man, not even 30 years old, cut down for what? For what reason is that? It's ridiculous. Then we go to the left coast, and the Los Angeles Times leads with Donald Trump extends campaign season to the transition phase with a thank you rally in Ohio. And supporters were chanting, lock her up, build the wall, all that kind of stuff. And as he was naming or said he was in the process of building his cabinet, the president-elect. And then there is there was also this that was in the Los Angeles Times, and this was in a lot of other papers as well. The Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, is stepping down. Not a surprise, right? I mean, he's been at the helm for a long time, 30 years. And he's just not going to be the day-to-day person. He's not going to run it day-to-day. Trust me, it's still his company, but somebody else steps in instead. Kevin Johnson comes in as the chief operating officer, chief executive, if you will. So he steps into that role. And, he said he was excited. He was going to work on other projects. 63 years old. He turned their... he just turned it all around for them. Especially they were on an incredible tear. Then they did a few different things. He came back in 2008. He ramped up the loyalty programs and the mobile apps and the food and beverage offerings at the chains. Starbucks is everywhere, isn't it? It's like a cult. He started a cult, a coffee cult that expanded to beyond that. Hang with us. Numbers coming up next. We can count.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We jump to the money. Let's start with the good stuff right at the top, right? How about auto sales surging after the election? It's nearing a record. If you are in the car business, my friends, you may be very happy. Kind of buoyed by some economic confidence following the Trump election. Americans are snapping up new cars and trucks at a rapid pace in November. So it may be record-breaking, all-time record for full-year sales. Stocks hit new highs. Credit's easier. Employment's stronger. Housing market better. That's what the automakers are saying. This is some of the signs that you can see. And even foreign automakers had some big gains for the month, like the Volkswagen Group. They had been on a terrible losing streak because of the emissions scandal in the fall of 2015, but they're at least breaking even. So there is something in the air. I can't wait to see what that number is going to be, because that number is supposed to be pretty high. General Motors and Ford both outperforming their expectations. So, I mean, they just are zooming past what it would be. So if I wanted to give you a number there, GM outperformed expectations as their overall sales rose past 10%. That is a huge, let me just say that again, that is a huge jump. And then four other brands, Chevy up 8.1, GMC 14.1, Cadillac 14.5, Buick 16.1. Wow. I mean, that's huge. So, of course, Ford said the same thing. Sales were up 5.1%, and their stock has rose in the day over 5%. So things are looking up in that sense. If we're looking at economic indicators, that's I'd say that's pretty interesting to look at that. It's a good gauge anyway, right? Absolutely. All right, how about Wells Fargo as we go on to the opposite end? The snakes that they are, the Wells Fargo customers harmed by the fake accounts are going to be able to sue, woohoo, under this proposed legislation, which I think is a good thing, because it's ridiculous. You had these customers who learned that bank employees opened accounts without their consent and then discovered other problems when they tried to sue to recover lost fees and damages. It seemed like they couldn't do it. Now apparently they can. Senator Brown and Congressman Sherman introduced the Justice for Victims of Fraud Act, which would allow the Wells Fargo customers to have their day in court. Sherman said if a customer never authorized the opening of a credit card or checking account, that same customer shouldn't be bound by arbitration in an agreement for a separate legitimate account. Wells Fargo, here's that giant number, agreed to a $185 million settlement in September with Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Fuhrer, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the Office of the Comptroller of Currency to end the investigations into the unauthorized accounts. Can you imagine the panic? Oh, shut them down. Where's the bag of money? Shut them down. What do we need to do? What's it going to take? We got to shut them down. Ridiculous. You know, the whole thing about the crazy people that put their money under the mattress, maybe they're not so crazy. What are you really getting? What kind of return are you getting from the bank anyway? All right, remember the Kanye West thing? All of a sudden he couldn't perform. He couldn't finish his concerts. There was a 911 call made from a home that's now been released, and it's been played all over the place, and apparently it was from Kanye West's doctor about an incident involving the rapper at a house. And the dispatcher advised, don't let him get any weapons. Now, to be clear, the phone call recording does not specifically identify West or include West's voice. It indicates concern by the people around him that he will seek professional help. A man who identified himself to the dispatcher as one of his doctors quickly requested police backup as well as paramedics. I think he's definitely going to need to be hospitalized. I wouldn't just do the police by itself, is what the call said. And the dispatcher then asked, what is the medical condition he's having, sir? And then there's no response. The Los Angeles Fire Department said portions of the tape were redacted to prevent the disclosure of confidential health info. But the tape rambles for about 5 minutes, and there's snippets of dialogue that you can tell that, I mean, you know, the dialogue comes out. And apparently, I mean, what they're saying, what's now been said, he is suffering from exhaustion and whatever else. But it's been a really wild time for him. He walked off the stage 3 songs into a November concert in Sacramento, canceled a concert on the 20th at the Los Angeles Forum 3 hours before the show. So, you know, just not good. And, of course, You know, the whole deal with Kanye West, he's married to Kim Kardashian, and he made news for saying, and for lots of things, but saying that he would run for president in 2020. So take out of that what you will, but anything, and that makes sense, that anything medical, private, is supposed to be redacted from anyone. You don't have to be famous to have that happen. That is supposed to be common, you know, common procedure. I don't know. Do you think this is too harsh or not? How about this? And they're calling her the blue-haired woman. That's got to make you feel good. Hey, the blue-haired woman. Of course, her hair wasn't blue. You know, they used to say women had bluish hair when they had gray hair. No, she had blue hair. It was dyed shockingly royal blue. So the blue-haired woman has been sentenced to more than 100 days for scrawling an anti-Trump graffiti on government buildings. She admitted to causing thousands of dollars in damage by spray painting this anti-Trump stuff on a lot of Los Angeles County buildings. Her name is Victoria Jane Bay, 37, they say. She pled guilty to one felony count of vandalism, $400 damage is what it was. And she was sentenced to that time in jail, 3 years probation, ordered to pay restitution, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, apparently, surveillance video showed this blue-haired woman, which is her, with blue spray paint, doing the graffiti thing in downtown Los Angeles. And so that's, you know, they had her dead to rights by having that tape, and the actual damage of the buildings by the time they scrub them up and everything else is $10,000. Oh, but was it worth it? I have to say it was could not have been worth it. Are you kidding me? Go to jail for 100 days, have to do probation for graffiti on county buildings, like you're not, like there's not going to be an easy way to catch you. But I don't think she was worried about that. Clearly, you can tell she doesn't care if there's a camera, if there's a whatever. It's just about, I'm going to get to these buildings, and I'm going to write this on the building, and I don't care if somebody sees me or not. It doesn't really matter. If anyone sees me, I'm willing to just roll with it. And I got to give you a boost. If you go to Philly, which at one point was my hometown where I grew up across the bridge, I just learned that a place that I loved as a kid is 106 years old. D'Angelo's Meats. 106 years in the Italian market, and they're closing. Think about opening in 1910. I guess the son or the grandson is hanging up his apron, and after half a century of work, they're going to close. Oh, that's a big slice of history. Get there fast before they close for good. Great place. It really is. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.